Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Early voting for primary starts today.
It's cold and it's rainy, but that hasn't stopped a steady flow of people from turning out for early voting here at University Park United Methodist Church. 25-year-old Ann Claire is an immigrant from Hungary. This is her first time voting in an election.
A lot of Americans take this for granted.
Other voters here have a little more experience.
I voted in every election since I was 21.
Meredith says it's important for everyone to vote, no matter which side you're voting for. Others are saying the same thing.
Get out there and vote.
Just get out and vote.
Please vote. It's important.
Not everybody has the right across the world to vote, and we were given that, so we should take advantage of it.
In University Park, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy. Alan Skaya says that's going to put a hold on individual lawsuits.
The Boy Scouts say the bankruptcy filing will give equitable compensation to victims while still letting the group fulfill its mission.
Through any lens, if you are an attorney representing a victim or you are a victim, it cannot be a good thing. It means ultimately the suits that are currently in litigation will be halted.
Quentin Brogdon's a fellow at the International Academy of Trial Lawyers. He says every claim will now go into a trust, and people who've sued will get, in his words, pennies on the dollar.
This, no doubt, will go for years. I mean, the precedent for these kinds of bankruptcies is they don't end in months, they go for years.
But he says the bankruptcy will cut the Boy Scouts' losses and help them stay viable long-term. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Boy Scouts facing hundreds of these lawsuits. Tim Kosnoff is part of a team of attorneys that created an abused and scouting victims group.
This is like watching a serial killer who murdered your child plead guilty. This is a guilty plea. They're guilty. No more denials, no more minimization, no more, you know, we've instituted reforms and we're better.
That bankruptcy filing establishes a deadline for when former scouts can file claims. Bloodied uniform shirt that a Richardson police officer wore the night he died. It's among the crime scene evidence shown to the jury in a capital murder trial.
David Sherrard was hit twice by rifle fire as he searched an apartment for Brandon McCall. The evidence presented in court shows one shot hit Sherrard's body camera, then went through his protective vest and wounded Sherrard. The second shot hit the officer's police radio mic and ricocheted into his neck. That, the medical examiner says, was the fatal shot. Crime scene investigator Susan Hassan of the Plano Police Department was also brought in as an outside investigator. She showed the guns used by McCall, Sherrard's unfired gun, and pictures that included both the perspectives of what Sherrard saw as he walked into the apartment and from McCall's angle as he lied on the floor looking up at police. Reporting in McKinney, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New details from the Frisco cops on the attack of a woman as she went jogging yesterday morning in the Trails neighborhood. She says a man dressed in all black grabbed her and threw her to the ground. She did suffer some minor injuries, but she managed to fight him off and get help. Police have now spoken with her, and they have a little bit more information about the guy. He's about 5'6", heavy set, walks with a bow leg. Police are asking anyone with any information to reach out to the Frisco Police Department. Man recovers after he got shot in his apartment. Police say his neighbor pulled the trigger. Happened this morning at Hunter's Glen in Plano. Police say a man sitting on a couch when he heard a loud pop and he noticed he's bleeding. Police say the man's neighbor shot him in the leg, apparently by accident, as he moved his shotgun in the apartment next door. Man went to the hospital. He's expected to be fine. Plano Police Officer David Tilley says there is a lesson here for all gun owners.
If you're going to be a firearm owner, you need to understand gun safety and always consider a firearm is loaded.
He said there doesn't seem to be a history of bad blood between them, but the incident is still under investigation. Allen City Council approves a scale-back mixed-use development plan for the area on 121 in Alma. The project does not include a cricket stadium. It originally did. Instead, the new development's going to have office space, hotels, homes, shops, restaurants. Scaled-back version of the plan approved. Some people complained about the original design. The new ballpark taking a couple of big steps towards getting finished up.
Crews have started installing the artificial turf here at Globe Life Field.
We expect to probably have it completely installed, at least the rolls of the green material installed by Sunday or Monday. There's still film material and plenty of other work that needs to take place on the surface before it's ready for competition.
And Rob Matwick with the Rangers says the translucent ETFE material has now been installed on top of the retractable roof. The entire retractable roof structure is now complete. All that's left to finish on the roof are the ceiling and the retracting mechanism. Overall, the ballpark is 94% complete, and the first event is 25 days from now. At Globe Life Field in Arlington, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With the ballpark being almost complete, they have to test the systems. That includes the plumbing. Rangers got some help from students in the Arlington ISD to flush every toilet in the ballpark. The test meant to replicate everyone going to the bathroom at the end of the sixth inning.
We want to make sure that everything flushes correctly, that all the potties are running, that all of the drainage systems are flowing out of this building properly.
Greg McClure with the construction company says the test went well. The plumbing system worked fine.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.